That's actually a really good question. How much time do we have?
Science by anybody and for everybody.
How we build that internet is by getting our hands dirty. And so that's exactly
what science is supposed to be from the very beginning, you know.
Hello, I'm Julie Gould, and welcome to the Citizens of Science podcast, an audio exploration and celebration of all things citizen science and open science. I hope you're all suitably excited because the Citizen Cyber Science Summit is almost upon us. Over the next 2 weeks, the organising teams will be putting the final touches to the event. And to give you an idea of what's coming up, I caught up with some of the organisers. So first up is Francois Gray from the Citizen Cyber Science Centre.
So welcome, and this is an invitation to everybody who's planning to come to the Citizen Cyber Science Summit in London on the 20th to the 22nd of February. And if you're not planning to come, you might want to look it up on the web now and find out more about it. We're really excited this year. We have more people coming from more disciplines, more areas of citizen science. And this is really the most eclectic meeting on this topic in the world. It's deliberately trying to go across the boundaries of citizen science between things like volunteer computing to volunteer thinking projects.
Margaret Gold from the Citizen Cyber Lab has also been involved in the organisation of this event from the very beginning.
The origins of the summit were a traditional academic conference with a number of talks and plenary sessions and even a few papers, but the summit has really expanded beyond that to include a stronger and stronger unconference element every year. So although we do have a lot of fantastic talks and speakers at the heart of the event, it's the unconference that we're particularly excited about. On the Friday evening, we're having a citizen science cafe in the classic style of a café scientifique, but what we're doing is bringing together the scientists and the researchers with the volunteers, the people that are making citizen science possible, and other enthusiasts, teachers, everybody that's bringing active do-it-yourself science.
You mentioned that there are a lot of great speakers that are going to be in the traditional conference side of the event. Who are you most looking forward to hearing speak?
Personally, I'm really looking forward to hear Jeff Howe speak. He's the originator of the term crowdsourcing. He wrote the book about crowdsourcing, and he's got a new book that he's been working on with his colleagues at MIT Media Lab, looking at disruption and where disruption comes from. And I think he's going to have some interesting things to say about what citizen science is disrupting in the field of science.
Mookie Hackley from the Extreme Citizen Science Group at UCL is particularly looking forward to what's new on this year's programme.
I'm very interested to hear what will come out in the policy section in the discussions, because that will influence, of course, funding, attention, and the way in which the information is used. The commercial sector is another entrant to this area, and we see companies that are trying to offer tools that can be used within the citizen science project.
And finally, I sat down with Brian Fuchs from the Citizen Cyber Lab, who'll also be speaking at the event itself.
What interests me most about this year's summit is that it's very diverse. And we're looking not just at standard citizen science projects, we're looking at the impact the citizen science projects have on the community and the way different other kinds of communities can participate in it. For instance, learning through research is going to be one of our big themes. How can citizen science projects enter the classroom? How can students participate in research through citizen science?
So we've got a conference. We've also got a bit of an unconference. And part of that unconference style of this summit is a hack day. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
So on the last day of the summit, we'll be running a hack day. That's on the Saturday. The hack day will consist of a series of challenges. Anyone can pitch a challenge. We have some that have already been contributed. But you can come the day of the hack day, and there'll be a few open slots for people who would like to pitch their projects. We'll pitch the projects in the morning. People will go and sit at tables in a big room, and you can wander around and choose a challenge to participate in.
So I hope many of our listeners can make it. To find out more, go to cybersciencesummit.org, follow at Citizen Cyber Lab on Twitter, or get involved with the Citizen Science Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you all there. The Citizens of Science podcast is supported by the Citizen Cyber Lab and is produced by Julie Gould, with theme music by Pitt X.